Acorn still not settled. Acorn cried himself to sleep that night. He was alone, afraid, and feeling somehow tricked and deceived. All the years of promises now seemed empty. It hurt him so deeply when his emotions changed so rapidly from being under the snow in the dark to being in this high position in the fork of the tree. What had appeared to be a promotion was apparently only another false advancement. So much of his recent journey made no sense. This forked area was no better than his spot on the ground. This fork was higher, yet he felt no connection to the life-giving nutrients of the ground, nor was there any flow from his former connection with Father Tree when he had lived on the branch. Nothing made much sense, and no one offered anything but empty advice. So many pals tried to direct him, but they just didn't understand. Acorn tried to dismiss his friends' miscalculated summaries of his lot in life. Since they had never actually been him nor traveled his same path, he remembered how quickly he had offered his opinion on their situations back when he was hanging on the branch of the tree. He remembered how narrow he had been in his thinking. He recalled how stern he had been with them, even wrong in his critique of their places of abode and choices of action. Now, in this new place of questions, here in the fork of the trunk, Acorn had learned to grow silent. His faith was being tested with every struggle, that was for sure. Yet he still amazingly felt certain that he was in the very center of Father Tree's plan for him. Acorn knew that his inner being was stronger than ever despite his circumstances. He stopped trying to compare his life and situation with others, and he chose to simply trust Father Tree. Lying there in the fork one sunny afternoon, beginning to doze off, preparing for a brief nap, Acorn was violently awakened. A large blue jay had lighted there in the fork and grasped him with his feet and beak. Without warning, Acorn was being carried away again. Every aspect of his faith and peace and his relationship with Father Tree were now being challenged anew. Higher and higher Blue Jay flew with Acorn. Then further up the ridge from his former place of abode, Blue Jay dropped Acorn to the ground. Of all the places to be dropped, he landed where there were no trees at all. Acorn was now in the middle of a fertile field and surrounded in dark, rich soil. Once again, Acorn did not understand. But for that matter, no one in his situation could have been able to. Something was different this time, however. Acorn felt no doubts, no concerns, and had no emotional pull to cry this time. A strange peace filled his soul. Stronger than at any other time in his life, Acorn felt reassured in this present position. Without any reason to feel this way in the natural, Acorn was at peace. This latest moving about was also beyond his control. But over time, through his experiences, Acorn had learned something. He had learned to trust, implicitly trust, Father Tree. Acorn looked around with great confidence and a sense of destiny. To his left, he could hear the babble and gurgle of a deep meadow stream. He had been placed within feet of this wonderful source for growth and fruitfulness. To his right, he could view his former position, just a little way down the rolling hills. He could even see the old garden spot where other seeds had flourished so rapidly. Being spring now, the farmer was there preparing to plant more seeds of a greater variety than last year. Acorn was happier for them than ever. But this particular season, he had no desire to be like them anymore. Acorn had changed where it mattered most, on the inside. The change had come from his belief and confidence in Father Tree. Throughout his previous storms, battles, challenges, and questionings, Acorn had grown in his faith. Now full of faith and trust, his outer limiting shell had split wide open, and his roots were traveling deep into the healthy soil below him. He was strong. He was confident. He was indeed secure. Secure in knowing that he was right where he had been destined to be. As he trusted, as he fed, as he communed with Father Tree nearby, he began to rise toward the sky as his roots ran deep into the soil.